All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Stay with me. And you can be too. Yes, you can. And this is one of the things you need to do to make it happen. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Central Time. You want to be on this call every week. Every week, because you're going to get value out of this call that you can apply to your business right now. Tonight is absolutely no exception. Okay? So not only should you come to this call every week, make it one of the calls that you listen to during the course of the week. I know you listen to more than one, but make this one of them every week. And this is going to help support you in growing your Ambit Energy business and getting to the level of executive consultant and then some. Okay? Now, before I say anything else, let me do this. This Wednesday, November 11th, is Veterans Day. And I want to take a moment to acknowledge and to honor and respect the veterans that we have, not only on this call, not only in our company, but in this country. Folks, this country is the most powerful free country there is because of the veterans that step up, that are willing to give their very lives to protect and preserve what so many of us take for granted. All the arguing and fussing and everything we do from a political standpoint is possible because we remain a free country with freedom of speech and other freedoms that we have. The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and willing people that are willing to like fight, defend, and even if necessary, die to protect that. We want to say thank you to each and every veteran we have on this call. Each and every veteran we have in this company, we want to acknowledge each and every veteran that we have in our great country. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your service. And to some, we must say thank you for your sacrifice. So on November 11th, keep that in mind. Say a prayer for a veteran. Plant a flag for a veteran. But do something that reminds you that it's Veterans Day. Thank you. Now, some of you have been talking about Simulcast already. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now. And they sent the announcement out that even the Ambit attendees had a three-day period where they could register at a discounted rate. And I missed it. But nevertheless, the rate is only $50. So if you guys haven't registered for Simulcast yet, go to events.ambitenergy.com. Go ahead and get registered and get it done. You're committed to your business. Be committed to what the company is offering you as far as knowledge and education. You're going to get great announcements. You're going to get more attendee-only bonuses. You're going to get training and information. You want to be a part of this two-day event. And it's only $50. Make sure that you get registered for Simulcast. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce one of our two featured speakers of the evening. This guy is certainly one of my favorites in all of Ambit Energy, one of the best field leaders we have in the company today. Thompson Leadership Award winner, a member of the Million Dollar Club. Welcome to the call, Coach Alan Johnston. Alan, you there?
Hey, Bear. How you doing tonight, buddy?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. Any better, my name would be Bear Gordon. Appreciate you having me on here, and I echo everything you just said about our veterans. We watched, our daughter was in town this weekend, and we caught a movie, and it really reminded me of that Greatest Generation, a movie called Midway. I go back to anyone who's ever fought for this country, and it's just amazing to sit there. I'm in awe of all of you, modern day or the ones from years and years ago. But with that being said, enough about that, and this is not about me. This is about a friend to all of us, a young man who has really been a guiding force for the success that each one of us get to have in the field, the opportunity that Ambit is to each one of us, and for those that have yet to join. He's a support system to us, to everything that's going on in the corporate field, both at Ambit and with Vistra. And obviously, as Bear brought up, we're just talking about Vice President Field Development and Support at Ambit Energy, Mr. Daryl Starkweather. Daryl, how are you doing tonight?
I am wonderful, Coach. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. First off, I thank you for joining us on this call, along with all the eager people to hear from you. And, you know, I always like to kind of, everybody knows you, but let's go a little bit deeper. Tell us, here's a simple question to start. Describe a little bit about your role and your responsibilities, the department you head up, your daily method of operation, but also in there, tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, happy to do it, Coach. I guess, you know, my story with Ambit started back in February 18th, 2008. So it's been, 12 years now, a little over, I guess, since I joined the Ambit family. You know, much like most people that joined Ambit and started their business, I was reached out to by a friend of mine, Eric Johnstone, who most people know as our Vice President of Marketing Field Services. He had started working for Ambit through a mutual friend of ours, Chris Chambliss. And so my journey started here, much like everybody else's journey did. You know, someone thinking enough to take advantage of the opportunity and invite you to be a part of it. And so I'm grateful for that and always will be. You know, my role is field development support. You know, a lot of words, but basically what that means is all of my groups are responsible for supporting the consultants and helping them build their business, remove whatever obstacles may come their way, and recognizing them for it. So we've got consultant support led by Alan Makos. We have Kristen Legate, who runs our events team, and our field support group, David, Irene, Jessica, it's field recognition, field support. We've got commissions and field compliance. And so we're a busy group, but it's a great job, and there's a lot of great people at the office that come in every day with a passion to make this business better for the independent consultants. And so, you know, our day-to-day is just that. It's looking for ways to improve everything we have. We rely on leaders like yourself, Coach, for that feedback and guidance to keep us focused on what matters most to your business. And now we get to partner with a big company with so many more resources, with Vistra. And we got a lot more people now supporting our brand and helping us bring new things to the table and create better processes and improve this company overall. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful year so far. Me personally, you know, I'm lucky to be married to a beautiful, wonderful woman. Now I'm in trouble since 2007. We've got two beautiful children, Emma, who is my 12-year-old daughter, and Whit, who is a 10-year-old son. And so our daily life at home is pretty much split between work and baseball and volleyball and band. And so we stay busy, but we're having a good time.
There you go. Nothing like it. Well, Daryl, let's get into the business side of it. This week y'all did a big announcement and a big release there in Ohio, and I know you've tested the waters before, and I've had a lot of people asking about this, so kind of go through the power perks that have been released in Ohio and just your vision for that, how it works, the positivity to it, et cetera.
Yeah, no, we're really excited about this. I'm glad you brought it up. It's, you know, for years, and those who have been around with Ambit for years, and some of you are brand new, and so you know, we've been kind of a rate-focused, you know, product suite for years and years and years. And we just didn't have a lot of intel or insight to, you know, really what consumers want. You know, and so for years and years, it's always trying to compete with the lowest rate. And that's great because, you know, every consumer wants the best possible rate that they can get. But as the years have come along and the more and more digital-based companies that have very low overhead and certainly don't have a sales force, you know, are just making it hard to compete. You know, what we joined Vistra, what we found out is what they had found out a couple of years ago is that consumers really appreciate value. You know, if they're going to do business with you, they want something in return. And it's really more than just energy. You know, they do want more than just to pay a bill. Obviously, they want a company they trust. They want a company that will be there for them, will take care of them. And at the same time, they want a little something out of it. And it certainly plays that way in our Northeast markets, Midwest and Northeast markets, that, you know, the incumbents have been there for a long time. And so it's kind of, what else can we provide? And this PowerPerks plan, you know, it's been a really, really exciting plan, because what it does is it provides some value. It provides these reward dollars where, as consumers, and the rate they're paying is, you know, like half a cent or less in a lot of these markets than what the incumbent charges. So there's no real premium on it. Understanding that a lot of these incumbent providers charge at cost, and it's hard to charge at cost and run a business. And so it's really, there's no markup, but they get rewards. And what PowerPerks allows a customer to do is they get $50 in reward dollars sent to them every month. And what that does is it allows them to go to, you know, an Ambit PowerPerks website and redeem those reward dollars for either gift cards. They can shop online for groceries. We've done a couple of trainings, and they're in Ambit U for people who want to go watch it. But it's been a really exciting product, because, you know, what we found out is it makes customers happy. They want these rewards. They use them. The reality is, if they redeem one coupon 1 month, in a lot of cases, they've made up the savings that a guaranteed savings plans would offer them. And what's really great is it makes the customer stay with you, because they want to keep racking up the points. They want to keep racking up the rewards, and they don't want to give those up. And so what that translates into all of us is a long-term customer and a longer-term customer than we've seen before, which equates to residual income. And so that's important. So we're doing a good thing for the customer. We're doing a great thing for the consultants.
No doubt about it. That, this business is about building a residual income that hopefully it turns into legacy, but at least takes a lot of burden off of our financial needs today. You know, with, what are we, about a year since it officially joined the ranks with Vistra?
About a year and eight days.
What is it again?
About a year and 8 days.
Well, how about this? Just out of curiosity, give an overview of what the past year's been like. You know, a lot of us are new, and some of us even seasoned have been focused to Ambit, and we hear about Vistra, but what's kind of going on in terms of what you're seeing with the marriage with Vistra in terms of accomplishments that have been achieved or growth that's been achieved since we've joined forces?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, I'm amazed at how fast this year has gone. It's been a unique year, to say the least. But, you know, it started off with an acquisition, merging of two companies. Vistra had acquired another company just a couple months before Ambit. And so those folks, you know, were going through it as well. And so, you know, it's been extremely exciting. And I'm trying to think of what the right adjective is, Coach. And exciting keeps coming to me because, you know, there's always, you know, fear of change. Change scares people. I'm guilty of that myself. I have to be pushed outside of my comfort zone sometimes just because I like what I know. But what we quickly realized is, you know, and it's been said from day one, those who haven't heard it, they need to hear it. You know, Vistra, you know, the number one reason they acquired Ambit was for the independent consultants. It's such a unique sales force and model where you take the millions of dollars that you could spend on advertising and other ways to acquire customers and spread that over thousands of individuals who try to better themselves and their families. And so, it's a wonderful model, and it was something they've never been a part of, but they watched from afar and really wanted. And so, you know, to know that you're being acquired for you, and they're going to invest in that and grow it. It was very, very comforting at the beginning. And to see it come to fruition over these last 12 months and all the things that have been accomplished is just, you know, it's certainly, and I see it more than anybody else, you know, on the call because I'm there day to day in the meetings, in the conversations, and know how much is going into it. And it's not like just the legacy Ambit people are involved. It's there's so many people across the Vistra company that are getting involved in Ambit and helping it grow. You know, we've had a couple people on the PowerPurse calls, you know, Myra Cuellar and Eileen Reisdorf, who have helped us develop these products and are just so excited about the Ambit consultant base. And they were at Ambition last year, and so they're enthused. It's just great to see that. But what we have is, you know, and it was a mission of our chief marketing officer, Sydney Seeger, early on. He said, you know, our goal by the end of the year is to stop saying us or them, to become we. And I think it's become that. We are Vistra. We are Ambit. You know, we're one company. And people within the company are operating that way. And there's multiple brands that they have. And people work across brands, and they're devoted to it and growing it. You know, what's been exciting for me, because I've been there for, 12, going on 13 years, and to see the accomplishments and the achievements and the strides that have been made since the acquisition, really since the first of the year, so you can't even call it 12 months. It's about 10, really, because we had to get simulcast going and get to work. But there's just a laundry list of things. I mean, launching a customer win-back program that we've never had before, to go get after those customers that slip away from us for whatever reason. They move, they switch, to go get them and get them back. You know, insights department that proactively reaches out to customers and surveys. How are you doing? What do you need? What do you like? What do you want? And then using that information to create products. Not what we think a customer wants, but what they really want. And so when you go, like a Power Perks was created based on customer feedback to say, this is what I want, especially in the Northeast. Customers said, I want a customer. The top two things they want is a company they can trust, which you have that covered because it's your friends, it's your family, it's your relatives, it's your associates. And then they want to be rewarded for being a customer. And so Power Perks brings both of those. But really understanding what customers want. You know, we've launched new opportunity videos, new MC starter tools, new products, both in Texas and outside of Texas. And we put a lot of focus this year on our Spanish-speaking consultants and enhanced a lot of the training and the material and create a Spanish hub on the app. A big win for Texas was allowing same-day move-in service on Saturdays that Ambit never had for its 14 years of business. Vistra quickly saw that as that could help consultants. You know, when people move, they typically move on the weekends and they need service that day on Saturday. And sometimes it's last minute and you were losing potential customers because of that, and opened that up. You know, lots of things, event center, all our virtual stuff, which, you know, was kind of forced upon us, but it created an opportunity to be creative and get new ways to get things out there. And then probably one of the biggest ones is a new third-party verification coach. And you can probably testify to that is, you know, a company coming in, seeing what a way to really improve the customer experience and changing that third-party verification process so that customers get through it as quickly as possible and make it a good experience for your friends and loved ones. You know, and I think what it all really shows is they are focused, and we talked about a lot at Ambition. It's called Formula One, and it's what drives the business. It's what drives everything we do at Vistra and Ambit is, you know, to make sure customers, and what it is, it's just a mission that customers always feel supported, assured, and worry-free. So everything we do is to make sure your customers feel like they're being supported by this company, that they're assured that they're getting the best service possible, and that they have worry-free service, that if something happens, that the company's there to take care of them. And for consultants, we added, you know, informed, engaged, and appreciated. We want to make sure that we're keeping consultants informed of what's going on. We're trying to do better at that. Communication is a hard thing to perfect, but we will continue to strive for that. We want every consultant to be engaged in their business from day one to day 1,000 and longer, and we certainly want to make sure you're appreciated. And so the heart of Ambit for those who have been around for years has carried on, and we've just added more hearts to the mix from Vistra who really do care about growing this business and seeing you be successful. So it's been a crazy year, but it's also allowed us to really focus on what matters most and get some important things done, and really excited about 2021.
You know, you're kind of jumping ahead, and I appreciate it very much. And what you do on a daily basis, we talked about your DMO, and I know that you're busy relentlessly, it seems, with meetings, et cetera, as well as your staff. And, you know, there we highlighted the past, and I've heard you speak countless times. You understand this market and this industry, the multi-level marketing industry, direct sales, whatever you'd like to refer to it. And in your wisdom, I'd like for you to kind of talk to us now about moving forward in terms of how to close out this 2020. You know, everybody makes light of the fact that what can go crazy next in 2020, but the one thing that we know for certain is everybody's going to leave the refrigerator plugged in and the lights on and the TV, and the kids got to have the cell phone charged and the iPads charged. So we're in that recession-proof model that we know so well. But in your expertise, what I'd like for you to do is give everybody your vision as to what they need to be doing to close out 2020.
You know, I don't know about my wisdom, but, you know, I can certainly give you my opinion. And, you know, I think of it like a sport, Coach, and I'll use basketball, we can use football. You know, every game has four quarters. And you know this, you can't play hard for three and lay down in the fourth and expect to, you know, the first three to carry you through. And, you know, what I can say is from the corporate side, is, you know, there is no slowdown in what we're doing. It's actually ramping up to not only, you know, finish the year strong, but be set up ready to start the year strong and not kind of wind things down for the holidays and then trying to pick it back up. And so, you know, that's my hope and that's my wish for every consultant, is to see these next, you know, few weeks that are remaining in this year as a true opportunity to build your business. You know, it's typically a time that we are in contact with more family, whether it's going to be face-to-face this year or virtual. You know, it just depends. But it is where you can talk to more folks about what you're doing and how they can help you do it and get involved if they so wish. And I think a lot of people use this time to relax. And I do believe that direct sales is a momentum-based business, and you need to keep momentum going through the year. You know, we will probably, you know, do some things to help you along with that, which I will not go too deep into tonight. But, you know, I think everybody should be building so they can take advantage of what might come. But we're working really hard at corporate office to make sure that we come out 2021 swinging. We've got a lot of plans, you know. Every day and every month brings its new challenges and directions and what we're working on. But I can tell you every day is focused on building this company and building new products and opportunities for all of you. And so, you know, I think you need to be doing the same. You need to be reaching out to people. I personally believe people need this business right now. It's different times, and everybody could use a little extra income, certainly through the holidays, and we can do things to help with that. You know, I think we've laid out a lot of things for people to build on. But I think when I go into, you know, the holiday season, you know, the word believe pops up a lot, Coach, you know, certainly in my faith and in my life. And I think, you know, people need to believe in themselves and believe that they can do this. They need to believe in the company that they're associated with. And man, I can't say it enough how much I believe in this company, and I believe in the leadership. I believe in the consultant leadership, the ones that have been with us for years and continue to lead, but also the new folks that I see coming up and what they're doing. And it's really exciting. It's really amazing. And I think it's a great time to have our best year ever. I think it's a great time of the year to finish strong. You know, I'll tell you one of the things, Coach, and I think we can do great things in the next couple of weeks because we did it in the summer. And you know this, you know, when summer comes, kids get out of school and people tend to go on vacation, and some of that was a little bit different. But, you know, people, you know, get summer fever, and we typically have always seen a dip in production in the summer months. And then people, you know, kind of ramp up after ambition. Well, this year is completely different. It was the first year ever, at least that I've seen, where we continue to grow after COVID first hit back in March, mid-March. There was a little dip as the whole world said, okay, what's going on? But then people started building. For whatever their personal reasons, and it's different for a lot of different people. But I think it also helped because we had new products, new services, new enhancements, new tools coming out, along with people's excitement. And we saw growth in a time that we typically saw a decline. And so we're in the holidays, people can let their business decline a little bit because they tend to pull back. I think we can do the same thing this year. And I know that's what we're going to do at the corporate office. I hope people do that in their personal business. Take advantage of this, get it set up, because like we always say, those who win are those at ambition, the ones that have the most people at ambition. I think the same is true for Simulcast. And now's the time to put new people into this business, introduce them to it, and get them ready for Simulcast.
Well, you're bringing up that final question, and that is, you know, we talk about closing out the year and what's been going on for the past year, and for you, enlightening us on the last 12 years of your experience with the company. But let's move forward real quick and jump ahead to 2021, because once we move into the new year, you guys worked so hard, Kristen Legate, her team, and everyone else on the big events you guys put on. And obviously, I'm speaking about Simulcast 2021. Accelerate, I believe, is the theme. Am I correct on that?
You are correct.
And if you wouldn't mind, Dale, kind of give us an overlay of Simulcast. And obviously, I understand the importance of the events, but you might want to touch on that as well as we close out this call.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Accelerate was kind of the theme chosen, and it really plays into this fourth quarter. You know, it's not only are we going to accelerate into the end of the year, but we're going to push down the gas pedal in 2021. And, you know, it's probably one of the things that most people don't know about Vistra is, you know, for such a large company, it is extremely entrepreneurial. And every day it's about doing more and being better. And even quote the CEO, Kurt Morgan, at least in a conversation that I was a part of, and he was speaking to a group, and I think it was during the early days of the acquisition, talking to employees. And the quote was, we're too big to be bought, so we might as well be the best. And so that's the goal, and to be the best. And so everything we're going to do forward is to be the best and make it the best. And so Simulcast 2021 won't be any different. You know, the world won't let us all get together like we normally would right now, but that's okay because we'll get together virtually. But we're going to do a Friday night kickoff event this year. Usually it's, you know, a three-hour event on a Saturday, but we're going to break it into 2 days and do a Friday night event and then really focus on some training and in-depth training that we normally wouldn't get into due to our limited time on Saturday the years past. And so the next day on Saturday the 16th, you know, from 9:30 to 12:30 Central, we're going to dive deep into training and hear from leaders both inside the company and in the field, get specific on some stuff and kind of lay out 2021. And so I think it's really, really critical that every consultant who's engaged in their business or wants to get re-engaged is be a part of it. It's $50. You know, we do our best to keep that very, very low. It's a two-day event. Hopefully, those who attended Ambition took advantage of the $35. But Bear, I know you didn't, but that's okay. I give you a free pass because I love you. Not free ticket.
Thank you, sir.
But I know you'll be there because you always are. But it really is. And I think, you know, we'll be working with our ambassadors and other field leaders to bring what's most important to you at that point in time in our history. And it's to grow this company. And so, you know, way we see it, it's a kickoff. It'll be laying out again our roadmap for 2021. You know, it's a commitment that we made last year at Simulcast that, you know, we're not going to hold good news or improvements to big events just to create large announcement splashes. If it's ready to go and it can help you build your business, we're going to let it go today. And so we'll see what comes between now and the end of the year, but there'll certainly be things that are ready for the new year that we're going to be focused on. But it'll be a great event. Training, motivation, I think, is so key to this business. And whether you're new or been here for years, there's content for you, and you should always be learning. And so I think it's just critical that you get there.
Couldn't agree with you more. You know, the wisdom of my elders, just then, whenever you said that about continue to grow, I always think about my papaw telling me one time, when you think you know everything, go ahead to the funeral home and get your headstone because you're done. So that's great advice in itself. Dale and Bear, your friendships are more important than anything else, and I want to say thank you for everyone listening in. I know Bear will open up the call. Bear, thank you for always being here and welcoming everyone. And Daryl, we appreciate you for what you do for us in the field. And for sitting up tonight and sharing some wisdom and insight as to the past, the present, and the future. God bless you guys. Have a great week. And close out this 2020 with your head down and your mind focused.
Thanks for having me. All
right. Go ahead, Daryl. Go ahead.
I was just saying thanks for having me.
Oh, we'd love to have you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, folks, I'm going to open up the lines real quick so that you can say thank you to Daryl and to Alan. And those of you who haven't registered, please do so. Let's get that done. Okay? Here's the line. Hold on.